This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Volume.
Making It Look Easy, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Tonight, UConn made it look easy. UConn always makes it look easy. Second straight national championship, 6 in 25 years. Morgan & Morgan similarly makes it look so easy. Just submit a claim. They have over 100 offices nationwide, more than 800 lawyers to get you a reasonable and fair settlement. $15 billion recovered with over 300,000 clients. Those are real numbers. They've been fighting for the people for over 35 years. If you're injured, go to forthepeople.com/Colin or #529. Check out America's largest injury law firm. That's Morgan & Morgan. Winning the NCAA tournament is hard. Working with Morgan & Morgan is easy. I had said I watched UConn three times in the regular season. I said they're not only the best team I saw in college basketball, they are easily the best team I saw in college basketball. Listen, there's just not many teams in the last 20 years that look like this. In the last 25 years, UConn has won six titles. They are now inevitable. The last team in college basketball that I remember feeling this way about, and I think UConn is better than this team, was that 2018-2019 Villanova team where you had Jalen Brunson, Eric Pascal, Mikhail Bridges. I don't think they had this team's size or this team's depth, but you had Jay Wright, three NBA players. They were really, really good, and it was Villanova. So like UConn, they're tough, East Coast, physical. I like the refs letting them play. I mean, the first thing that jumped out to me in this game, and Jay Wright, who's an excellent broadcaster, pointed it out, is that with Klingon, they weren't double teaming Zach Edey. So Zach Edey was making tough shots, but they weren't allowing, and this is good coaching by Dan Hurley, they just didn't give Purdue any 3-point looks. So their guards weren't doing anything. So it was a mismatch early. UConn's guards were getting theirs, lots of open looks. In fact, the only thing UConn did not do well tonight was hit its open threes. They were okay. They hit some, not all of them. Other than that, UConn does not lose when they lead at half. It was 36-30, and they were 47-0. And like the Golden State Warriors, well-coached teams come out in that first 5 or 6 minutes of the second half, and you can tell they've made changes, alterations, and UConn came out. And I felt at halftime, I thought, Purdue's going to go on one of these 8-0, 10-0 runs, which is virtually impossible against UConn because they're so good defensively, A. And B, they get so many second chance offensive rebound points, even when they miss shots, and they get good looks. UConn does not get bad looks. Their ball screening, their movement, they come down and get great looks almost every time down the floor. And if they miss, they get second chance opportunities. So it's hard to go on a run with UConn. And that's what UConn does. UConn's defense makes tough. Zach Edey made a lot of shots in the first half. But if you go back and look at the last 4 or 5 minutes of the first half, Zach Edey looked little gassed. He looked tired. He was having to work for his shots, and they weren't double teaming. But they're so physical. And I said this on FS1 today. I said, Zach Edey's the big, but Klingon's a seven-footer, and everywhere else on the floor, UConn has a size advantage. So it just kind of felt inevitable. And UConn games all look the same. It's like they're a heavyweight fighter. First couple of rounds, they feel you out. But I think over time, it's really difficult to match their size, their depth, and their physicality. And Dan Hurley has said it. They just wear your ass out. UConn just wears you out. And at one point, their guards had a 29-12 advantage. So, I think what you're looking at is the best college basketball program, men's or women's, right now in the last 25 years. For a while, it was UConn women. Now it's South Carolina women. But for the last 25 years, at least in the men's game, UConn has pulled away from Michigan State, Kansas, Duke, Carolina, Villanova. And I don't see him slowing down. With Hurley's got another 10 years minimum to coach. I think it's funny. He's intense. But unlike a John Calipari, and I'll get to that in about 5 minutes, he's got some self-awareness. He's got a sense of humor. You know, he can be a salesman, I'm sure, on the recruiting trail, but they just coach. UConn's really well coached. And I really feel they remind me of Villanova with Jay Wright. The difference is I think UConn recruits at a higher level. Jay Wright made a living out of three-star guys playing and developing into NBA players. You know, UConn will go out and get 4- and 5-star guys. What you're looking, I didn't think UConn shot the ball particularly well. They missed a lot of open threes. But everything about UConn, their coaching, their size, their movement, their tenacity, their offensive rebounding, situationally. The other thing is, and I always feel about teams, the great teams like make it look pretty effortless. Michael Jordan made it look like, you know, he's 6'6". He's not the biggest guy on the floor, the best pure shooter. Why does he always get great looks? UConn gets really good looks. They're guards, highly experienced, beat you off the dribble, break you down. Then they have like math advantages, going to the basket. They can lob to bigs to finish. They go to the corner. They just come down, and 3 out of 4 times they get great looks. And again, when they miss, they get second chance opportunities. There's just nothing else out like it. And the other thing is that the culture, when Dan Hurley was on my show, it was a couple of Mondays ago, he said something that was really poignant. He said, UConn attracts serious people. And that was the New England Patriots dynasty. Maybe it's the cold weather. I don't know what it is in the Northeast, but not a lot of BS. Like UConn, Storrs, Connecticut, you're going there for basketball. You're going there to be coached. You know, a lot of these programs out there, you know, like Kentucky basketball was a lot of sizzle and not a lot of steak under Calipari. You know what I mean? It was a lot of look at what our guys make in the NBA and look at the recruiting. But in the end, it was just accumulating rankings. It wasn't about building great teams the last 5 or 6 years. UConn is the opposite of Kentucky. It's not about the coach and the suits and the salary, and it's self-awareness. It's building teams. It's tenacity. It's accountability. I like everything about UConn basketball. It's old school, and you don't have a ton of size in college basketball. So Zach Edey is a handful. I mean, you know, the NBA, everybody's big. Luka's 6'7". Guards are big or thick. You know, threes. LeBron's 6'8.5". He's a three. Everybody's got size, and you don't in college basketball. So Zach Edey just ran through this tournament, and Purdue's excellent. I think you ran into a buzzsaw. It was funny. I a lot of people like Purdue in the points tonight, and I thought about it with my guys at the Volume and DraftKings. I thought about it for about an hour this morning. I was going back and forth, and I'm like, what am I doing here? What's going to happen is Zach Edey's going to get his 20-something points, but in the end, you're going to get so many offensive rebounds from UConn. They're going to control the glass outside of Edey. I mean, if you really think about this game, Purdue did what they wanted to do. They got both of UConn's bigs into foul trouble, and UConn couldn't hit open threes. I mean, it kind of went their way, and they still looked like they were absolutely outclassed. After Newton hit that three at the start of the second half, and it was 39-30, I just didn't feel, at that point, it was over. They weren't getting, Purdue wasn't getting enough good open looks on threes. You can tell this in sporting events. Doesn't matter what sport it is, but you notice a lot in football where a team's getting first downs, albeit barely. They're just getting over the chain. They're barely moving the sticks. They're having to work for every first down. And over the course of time, you got to get some easy stuff. UConn gets good looks, a lot of open looks, and they didn't hit all of them, and they still won going away. Way to go, UConn. You know, I've said this before. There's so much movement in college basketball between the portal and transferring and guys leaving early for leagues. I really like what UConn stands for. It's, you know, I was there for 10, 11 years, went to games. Everybody I knew was a UConn fan. My daughter had a coach when she was playing basketball for a few years. And even the way they coached, you know, my daughter's like, you know, the sixth grade basketball, seventh grade basketball, even the way that team coached, hard practices, all out effort, physicality. I used to love going to my daughter's practices because just how hard they practice and how precise and detailed they were. And it's just, it's an accountability. They're principled. And I like, in a world of transferring and getting mine, UConn stands for all this stuff that I think is really important. There's a value, a set of standards for Hurley, his dad, his brother, and him. Just an incredibly, to me, an incredibly likable program. They play hard. They play clean. And I give the officials, I'm going to give them a tip of the cap. We see this a lot in championship games or championship fights. Officials back off and let you play. That game was really, really physical in the first half, and the referees let him play. Now, eventually, Edie creates so much contact. You know, he gets a friendly whistle from time to time, but he creates so much contact that they're invariably there are fouls. And, you know, UConn's bigs got into foul trouble, but it could have been, they could have been in foul trouble much sooner, but the refs let them play. You know, let the bigs play. Let them battle on the glass. Effort wins. Depth wins. Length wins. And that's where UConn's at. I also want to congratulations to the Huskies and Purdue. Good to see a Big Ten team. I think it's going to get a monster number, even though it wasn't a close game. You know, the Northeast is watching. I hate that it's a 9:20 Eastern tip-off for college sports, especially. You know, for years and years, Monday Night Football started really late. I never loved that. But when I lived out east, one of the things I pined for was moving back west so I could watch games at a reasonable hour. So I don't mind doing this right now as I look at mine. So it's 8:43 where I'm at. But, you know, it's almost midnight on the East Coast. People have to work tomorrow. Don't love that. The NBA season is in full swing. Coming down the stretch, then we move right into the playoffs in April, May, and June. I can't wait. Spice things up with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA right now. All you have to do is put down $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Pretty good trade-off. I pay $5, I get $150. North Carolina listeners, do not forget. Welcome to the party. DraftKings Sportsbook now live in your state. North Carolina. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Takes 90 seconds. The code is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Again, 90 seconds. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in Colin. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets instantly. That is the trade. Code is always Colin. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Let's shift gears. John Calipari has bailed on Kentucky, and he is taking the job at Arkansas. I want to concentrate on who Kentucky should hire. I would call two coaches, Jay Wright, and he won't take it, Billy Donovan of the Chicago Bulls. I don't think he'll take it, although I think Billy Donovan is a good recruiter. He's a sensational in-game coach, much better than Calipari. Every college coach needs some sort of salesmanship, and Donovan, you know, good-looking, confident guy, has it. But I mean, what he's coaching the Chicago Bulls, and they got a couple of first round picks, I think, this year. It's not a very deep draft. Some good international players at the top. That's about it. But he makes $6 to $6.5 million in the NBA. I would take that over $8 to $8.5 million over college basketball. Better travel, better hotels, better players, better coaching, more big league stuff. It's nothing against the SEC, but I don't want to be hanging out in Starksville. I don't want to be hanging out in Auburn. If I can hang out, you know, New York, Boston, bigger cities, live in Chicago. To me, it's a better life. It's better coaching. I don't have to deal with deans, the NCAA, school presidents, the AD, clingy, needy boosters, NIL, transfer portal. I don't think college basketball, I think you can do it right or better, but I don't think it's as much fun. That's why Jay Wright's got 10 years left and went to television. Jay Wright, to me, he'll be good at anything he does because of his commitment and his attention to detail, but Jay Wright would probably rather be coaching in college, but I don't think it's designed for quality of life. And the NBA is. You can have a life coaching in the NBA. And Chicago is not in the near future going to be a title threat. They've got a bunch of guys, good guys, not great guys. But I would hire Billy Donovan in a second. And I think he would win more than Calipari would. But I just don't think it's as good a job. I mean, I know that it sounds out of touch with college sports. But you ask people that have coached in the NBA, you ask people that have coached in college, you know, in college, it's a coach's sport. So you have a lot of power, but you got to deal with a lot of nonsense, stuff you didn't have to deal with even 5 years ago. NBA, it's about basketball. I mean, most NBA coaches I know have a good relationship with a front office. Sometimes you get a zany owner. Most of the time you don't. You know, it's not like the NFL that's so high profile that owners, you know, all your friends love the NFL. Sometimes NFL owners, you know, they want to impose their power on a franchise. There's occasionally a bad NBA owner, but, you know, the general managers, the executives in the league I talk to, they have space, they have some control, they don't feel they have a helicopter parent over them. And I think Billy Donovan in Chicago is respected, is liked. He's a great coach. I could never figure this out years ago when I would hear sort of random stuff about Billy Donovan in OKC because he couldn't make, you know, KD and Westbrook and Harden. Well, we now know Harden's a flake. Westbrook is talented, but never could really shoot like you'd like a guard to shoot. Sometimes tough to play with. And KD is a different cat. So, you know, it was for years and years, where are all the championships? Well, now you look 10 years later and it's like, that's why you didn't get championships. You had LeBron and the Heat mini dynasty. You have the Warriors dynasty. That's why I didn't win championships. So as far as Calipari, I think he a little bit of a victim of his early success, but he makes the mistake that a lot of people do. And that is he is not able to shift to a second gear. You're not going to win championships. You're not going to beat Purdue. You're not going to beat UConn when you got a bunch of freshmen. You're just not going to do it. I mean, UConn's guards, how many games do those guys have combined? Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach on my show today, I forget the number. It was insane. It's like the two guards between the two of them had, you know, 300 games or something like that of experience. You're not beating that with a bunch of freshmen. So UConn does it right. I think other programs do it right. Carolina's got older teams. And I think they do a good job, you know, at Carolina, realizing you can get the occasional 4- and 5-star guy. But Villanova, Carolina, if you really want to win at this level, the sport has changed. One and done had its moment. It's over. Defense used to run the NFL. It's over. All right. Instant reaction. UConn rolls 6 titles in 25 years. They have officially pulled away from even the top programs in men's college basketball.
The Volume.
Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed the podcast, take a moment, rate, and review.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.